be filled with your grace, singing all day long. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, singing all day long. I'm singing all day long.
This is a supernatural lifestyle that we live. We can try to live it in a normal fashion. It does not work. And I find myself, you know, having to walk in the Spirit. Brother Marty Blackwelder was here last week, Brother Marty had taught on, you know, he was just teaching how to walk in the Spirit, amen, how to deal with the Spirit. And these teachings that the Holy Spirit's doing right now, amen, is kind of going in that fashion again. How to teach us to be supernatural people in a natural world, amen? That means to be a head, not a tail. Super means more, amen? More than the natural. Remember, we had taught several months back that we were multidimensional people. When you got some information coming from both sides, you know just a little bit more than the average person. God commanded and God set it up that every believer would have a little bit more, amen? So that's what we're basically talking about, how to pull more out by living in the Spirit. Amen. Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. The angel of the Lord came to Joseph in a dream. Now, if God honors dreams with his presence, dreams are a little bit more significant than we think. Amen? If God himself would entrust the plan of his son to a dream, dreams mean a little bit more than we could think. Huh? If God honored the dreaming, if Joseph, when you would study, one of the things I want you to see is the plan. And we always think Mary obeyed God, Mary obeyed God. But there was something supernatural going on there. Joseph, the dreamer in the Old Testament. But Joseph in the New Testament was also a dreamer. And God directed where Jesus should go in dreams several times. Whenever God was to move Christ to protect the baby, he did it through a dream. Joseph had to learn how to dream, for God spoke to him in his dreams. Amen? And I did a study throughout the Old Testament. I did an Old Testament study and New Testament study, and I realized the importance of dreams. Dreams. He said, he can't dream again and said, okay, now this man's dead that was chasing you. Now Herod's dead, and you can go on back. You can leave Egypt. He told him in a dream. Go. Whenever he was going to tell Joseph to do something, whenever he was going to prepare, move his son in the natural, whenever he wanted a natural move, he communicated with Joseph in his dreams. Amen? Let me tell you something. God wants to communicate to you. Amen? And there are many ways that the Lord can speak to your heart. Amen? There are many ways. Through visions. Through prophetic words. Amen? Through the written word. Amen? And you've got to learn how to hear God and how to follow those things. You could be a lot better off if you just listen to God. Amen? And it's the job of the Holy Spirit, the job of the Holy Ghost, to reveal God's perfect plan to you. Amen? And there are several ways that he can do that for you. And one of the ways, amen, is by visions. Amen? The other way is by dreams. And I believe that the Lord told me to talk about dreams today because he wants to allow you to fulfill your destiny. There was a song in Shreveport in a revival that just came out of my spirit. The words were, I need you to lead me wherever you go, wherever you are. I don't want to be far. Open my eyes and let me see the vision you have, my destiny. Say, open my eyes, Lord, and let me see the vision that you have, my destiny. Do you know your destiny is God's vision for your life? I need you to lead me wherever you go, Lord. Wherever you are, I don't want to be far. You're going to find out that your destiny is just to be with God. Your destiny is just to be with him and to know him. Amen? So he entrusted, he spoke to Joseph several times, and Joseph had to obey and interpret his dreams and listen to his dreams and move on his dreams to get Jesus where he wanted to go. But on Friday night, the Holy Spirit had us talking on visions. And then this morning, the Holy Ghost is talking on dreams. Amen. And in Joel chapter 2, verse 28, it says, "And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions." I believe God is talking to us and teaching us and laying a foundation for visions and dreams, because these are the last days and he's ready to lead his people. Amen. When he sent his son, he moved through visions and dreams. Amen. Here he's about to come again. Amen. And he's going to have to learn to lead. He's going to send his son to some people that can dream and to some people that can have vision. God is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And if we can expect these last days, saints, the Bible says in the last days, greater things will they do, amen, than he did himself, amen. And if he led his prophets, apostles, and teachers, and warriors, amen, and kings and priests through visions and dreams back there, church, he's going to do it the same way today. Said it here in Scripture. After all, it shall come to pass. Somebody say, it's going to come to pass. Not just that he's coming, but it'll come to pass to where he'll start to move on his bodies in visions and dream. He's going to meet you in your sleep. Your old men are going to dream some dreams, and your young men are going to see some visions. You're not going to be lost. You're going to know exactly what God, where God wants you to go. Amen. It's going to be really easy to walk in the Spirit in the last days. You're going to fall asleep, and he's going to tell you to go right, go left. Amen. He's going to manifest himself in these last days like never, ever before. Amen? What's the difference between a vision and a dream? A vision has the element of revelation in it. Numbers chapter 12, verse 5. "And the Lord came down in a pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam. And they both came forth." And then in verse 12, chapter 12, verse 6, it says, "And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream." We're taking back what the devil stole. He said, if there be a prophet among you, they're going to have visions and they're also going to dream. Hallelujah. We're going to get back every one of the spiritual gifts. Take it all back. Say, God will utter his voice on his mountain. He'll say, blow the trumpet in Zion. He'll interrupt your sleep, amen, to talk to you. You can go to sleep at night, wake up in the morning, say, where were you? I was in heavenly places. Glory to God. You can wake up revived, speaking in the Holy Ghost, amen, speaking in tongues, amen. He took me places unknown. Hallelujah. Your dreams are a sacred place. Amen. I believe we can slip over to another dimension while we sleep. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5. It's not an abnormal thing for God to deal with you in your sleep. Amen. And in your dreams. Hallelujah. If we spend half our time sleeping. Amen. Why would God waste all of those nights where you're just sleeping half the time? Amen. How many times calculated all the times when we're just asleep? You're sleeping in the flesh, but in the spirit, you're wide awake. That's the best time to get some of you. Don't worry about it. Some of you have been praying at night and you feel so tired. Well, go on to sleep. He can meet you there. As long as you're living, he can speak. We need to learn to hold all things sacred and continually stay in the spirit. He said, pray in the spirit at all times, you know. Singing and making melodies in your heart continually. Isn't that amazing? He said, Lord, when I lay down to sleep, you're there. Even when I lay down and close my eyes to sleep, you're there. Say, I don't have to leave the spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Isn't that wonderful? Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Father. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 5. "And in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon." Where? "In a dream by night. And God said, ask what I shall give thee." And Solomon was known as a man of great wisdom, right? He said, Lord, if you give me wisdom, I'll be able to judge your people uprightly. Well, that whole book of Proverbs came about because the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream. God gave him all the things that he asked. Amen. In a dream. That whole conversation that he had with the Lord. How many ever heard the story? He said, many have asked for silver, gold, and riches, but you've asked for wisdom to judge your people uprightly. He said, you've asked for wisdom that you might make the right wisdom. And he had that whole conversation with God in a dream. Did you know that? Significant. Somebody say, my dreams are sacred. Take authority over your dreams when you sleep. Amen. You can make decisions when you dream. So many people are caught captive by demonic spirits in their dreams. The Bible says, hold every thought captive. Bring every thought into captivity. Hold every thought. Many people think just because you're sleeping, amen, you're not held accountable for where you go and what you do. Many people are caught demonic spirits in their dreams. Guess what? You got to be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost in your dreams. Wonder why you're speaking in tongues all night long, but then when you close your eyes and go to sleep, you're in your dreams having a fantasy world. You're in Sodom and you're in Gomorrah, you're in all these other places. You better bring your dreams in order with God's word. Say, I'm even saved when I'm asleep. Filled with the Holy Ghost when I'm asleep. There's no demonic power that you will even encounter in your dreams that the word of God will not deal with. Amen? If you see the devil in your dreams, the word still has authority in your dreams. Amen? Is that ministry to anybody? Dreams. Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream. Somebody say, God's going to make my dreams come true. And he came to Jerusalem. Somebody said, after God gives me my dream, I got to take it to Jerusalem. See, many people got dreams. You got dreams, and you got goals, and you got vision, but you take it to the wrong place. What do you do with a dream? What do you do with a dream? What do you do with a vision? Many people just want to talk about it. Don't just run your mouth about it. Bring it to Jerusalem. Amen? Bring it to the place of worship. Worship over it. Worship over the word. Amen? He got up with that word. He woke up and went to Jerusalem. See, we need people that know how to deal with God, know the ways of God. Amen? Many of your dreams are not coming true because you have not brought them to Jerusalem. Amen. To the place of worship. Amen. And stood before the ark of the covenant of the Lord and offer up burnt offerings and peace offering. He cut a covenant with his dream. How many caught covenants with your dreams? Of course, the big dreamer is Joseph, chapter 37, verse 5. And Joseph dreamed a dream and he told his brethren, and they hated him yet the more. Many people want to tell everybody else their dream. They're not going to do anything that hates you for it. Take your dreams to the altar of God. Amen. Make a covenant with your dream. Amen. And in verse 37, chapter 37, Genesis chapter 10, and he told it to his father and to his brethren, and his father rebuked him and said, what is this dream that you're dreaming? I'm going to ask you that same question this morning. What is this dream? You're not dreaming a dream. You're not alive. You're not going to come alive until you find out what God's destiny and what God's plan is for you. You can have a dream life. Amen? What is this dream that thou hast dreamed? Here's another important dream. Judges chapter 7, verse 13. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told him a dream. They even based when they went to battle on what they got in their dreams. Isn't that amazing? Gideon went off to battle because somebody had a dream. And they told him a dream unto his fellows and said, behold, a dream. I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian. And came unto a tent, and smote it, that it fell, and overturned it, and the tent lay along. And his fellow answered and said, this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. For into his hand hath God delivered the Midian and all the hosts. Going on the 15. And it was so, When Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, what did he do? He worshiped. He took it to, you know, he worshiped and turned to the host of Israel and said, he said, arise, for the Lord hath delivered into your hand the host of the Midian. Dreams. Do you know that believers aren't the only one who are going to have dreams in the last days? Do you know that's why the psychics are going crazy right now and making so much money? Because people are hearing things, people are picking up things in their dreams, and they're confused and they're lost. This is not a new thing. Pharaoh himself had a dream that he couldn't figure out. He called the psychics. He called the magicians and the psychics and all these other things. But it was God that revealed to him his dream. And I'm going to say this last thing real quick. You might have a dream. You might have a dream. You might have a destiny. But it's the Lord himself that will reveal this to you. In Genesis chapter 41, verse 8. And it came to pass in the morning, Genesis chapter 41, verse 8, that his spirit was troubled. Many of you might have a troubled spirit, freaking out, zapping out, no peace within your heart. When people have a dream or people have a vision, they don't know what to do anything about. They become troubled. And he sent and called the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. Skip it on down to verse 15. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. How many of you feel like that? You got a dream, you got so many things the Lord tells you, but there's nobody that can interpret it, make it plain to you. And I've heard say of thee that thou can understand a dream and interpret it. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, saying, the saying is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. There are many of you that are troubled right now because there's some things in your heart that you can't seem to put together. And you're frustrated because you're confused about the timing and all these other things. But the Lord's got the answer for you. He's got the interpretation and the way to get your dreams to come to pass. Verse 25. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God hath showed Pharaoh what he should do. And I'm going to tell you this right now. God is going to show you exactly what to do. He's going to give you direction in your dream. He's going to tell you exactly where to go, exactly where to walk. He's going to be very clear to you so that you don't have to miss a day. You don't have to walk a day in the flesh. A day that you walk without consulting God about what you should do, where you should go, to the right and to the left. Amen. It's not how many of you got some decisions you've got to make. You got some things going on. Amen. And you just don't know what to do. We can get that way, but the Lord will show you exactly what you're to do. Amen. He told him that. In Job chapter 33, verse 14, it says, for God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet a man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed. Then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction, that ye may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. Let me explain this to you. This scripture is basically saying that in the night, God speaks to people in visions and dreams, and he gives them direction. You could be a supernatural person and walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Amen. And we showed you several places in the scripture how important dreams were, that God entrusted his son to a dream. The safekeeping of his son to a dream. Amen. That brought us the book of Proverbs. Amen. In a dream. And here in the book of in Job, it said, God speaketh yea once, yea twice, and yet a man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed, then he opens the ears of men and sealeth their instruction. He opens the ears of men and sealeth their instruction. And this is the deliverance that the Lord is going to bring upon us when that happens. That he may withdraw man from his purpose. There is a way that seems right unto men, but the end leads only to death. The Lord wants to deliver you from your purposes and establish you in his purpose, in what he wants you to do, and where he wants you to go. Amen? And hide man and hide pride from man. Might humble yourself to his call. Isn't that wonderful? This is a unique way. You never heard anybody talk on dreams in such a way. And you're running around with a chicken with your head cut off concerning the steps, bumping into walls. God didn't set you on this path of life with no compass, with no roadmap. You can walk clearly. Amen? And he'll tell you exactly where you go. And when you become obedient to the leadings of the Lord and not your own understanding, amen? Amen? Don't trust in your own wisdom. I know that's really crazy to say. And don't be flaky. Some of you are going to learn how to hear God when you start to follow your dreams, amen? Because you're going to make big mistakes, amen? You're going to learn that you're full of the flesh and full of the spirit, amen? But you got to learn. But you've got to learn how to hear the Lord and how to walk in the spirit and how to walk in the Holy Ghost. Amen. This is a very mature word for very mature people. You're going to have to quiet yourself. We're going to have to change the way that we live by the way that we walk. Amen. So that we can walk circumspectly in these last days. So that we can walk in the spirit and not in the flesh in these last days. When we walk in the flesh, we cause ourselves so much stress. We waste so much money. And we miss God's best. You don't know what the future holds. He does. And if you just humble yourself, wait on Jesus, he'll reveal his perfect plan to you, and he'll tell you exactly what he wants you to do when he wants you to do it. Amen? If he doesn't tell you to do anything, that means you just sit down, shut up, and wait. He said many times in Scripture, he said, how will I not do something and not tell you? He'll tell you what's going on if you're willing to listen. People, it's time that the believers humble themselves and start to turn their heart to God. Amen? And follow the Spirit. Amen? And follow the Holy Ghost. And the deeper that we get in God and the farther we go out, the more that we have to condition ourselves to listen. His inward voice. Dreams and visions and the Word of God. There is no more excuse for spiritual ignorance and a lack of direction in your life. When God makes his plan and his perfect will for you so clear. In the last day, he's going to ask you, why did you not fulfill destiny? And we know that your destiny is what? God's vision for your life. You can't just throw anything up at God at the close of the age. There are many people that are going to go up to God with this and go up to God with that. He said, but that's not what I asked you to do. But look, I did this, I did that. I worked all this out. But that's not what I told you to do. I have a perfect plan. I have a perfect thing. Do what God leads you to do. He's asking, he's going to judge your obedience. Amen? And you'll never be obedient without directions. You'll never get perfect direction from God until you humble yourself and listen. When handling dreams, and another thing I want to tell you, in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 3, this is for the flaky ones. Somebody say, this is for the flaky ones. Always blaming something on God. Some dream on God. Some vision on God. Yeah, God gave the vision, but you got to know what to do with that vision. And you got to know what to do with that dream. I'm going to catch you out of something right now. Let me get the word, a fishing rod of the word of God and hook you out there and get you out of that mess. Amen? And get you on a better track. For a dream cometh, in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 3, through the multitude of business. And a fool's voice is known by the multitude of words. A dream cometh, and what the dream says, not a dream in the night cometh, basically means the dream will come to pass. A dream will come to pass through the multitude of business, taking care of business. in obedience, people that take care of business. But a fool's voice is known by the multitude of words. Your vision will never come, or your dream will never come to pass by the multitude of your words. It will come about through the multitude of you obediently doing what God told you to do. Life will pass you by with you running your mouth. The Holy Ghost is telling you, shut up in the name of Jesus and get busy about what he told you to do. You will usually find the people that are least effective are the ones that are running their mouth the most, or the ones that will get the least done are those that are running their mouth the most. So worry about the Holy Ghost. Stop running your mouth about every little crazy thing that comes to the top of your head. Amen. Every little crazy idea. Amen. And get busy about what God told you to do. Now, I'm not telling you not to confess it, but you can confess all you want to. But after a while, you need to act on what you say. Even God does that. God tells you what he wants to do, and then he does it. God's not finished with you yet. If you're still alive, there's still some life to live. Isn't that wonderful? I don't care how old you are. If you're still there, there's still something to hold on to. As still as there's breath within you, amen, there's still power to obtain your dream, amen, and to obtain your vision and your goal, amen. I want you to know that it's God's plan, that it's God's perfect will for your life, that you get a vision for your life, and that you get a dream, and that you see your dreams come to pass. Say, the vision will come to pass. And this dream is true. Hold your heart and say that to yourself right now. If you've got a vision, I'm here by the Holy Ghost to tell you this morning. I got a word from the Holy Ghost. The vision will come to pass, and the dream is true. Say, my life is a dream. Controlled by the Word of God. Now just pray over your dream right now in the Holy Ghost. Some of you got some dreams, and we're calling those dreams back. Hallelujah. We're calling those dreams back right now in the name of Jesus. Just thank the Lord for telling you how to handle those dreams. Amen. Say, I'm going to live the dream. I'm going to be focused. I'm going to be focused. I'm going to be focused. I'm going to live the dream. God loves you here this morning. God loves you here this morning. There's meaning and significance to your life. God bless you, people. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you need someone to agree with you on your dream, hallelujah, amen. If you need someone to agree with you on your dreams, we're closing right now. I want you to come forward. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost to agree with you on your dreams, that God would make them more clear, amen, that God would make them more clear. If you don't have a dream, if you're in trouble, hallelujah. You need to get one. Amen. You need to get one. Amen. You need to get one.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name. Bless you, Jesus.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in The Woodlands, Texas.